Welcome to Reflecting God. I enjoy watching the youth of our church growing up, becoming leaders and exploring their independence. We've all been there before, mortified by the seemingly outdated ideas, interests, or actions of our parents, especially in public. We're easily concerned with what others think of our beliefs, activities, and those we associate with. I can imagine such a temptation for Timothy as he matures in his faith and independence too. Maybe Paul could perceive this. With real possibilities of rejection and persecution, Paul himself suffering in prison, Timothy could have felt humiliated and mistaken. Paul doesn't appeal to his own credentials here, but to the experience Timothy already had with Christ and the purpose and grace of God. He encourages Timothy to remember the gift God has given in Christ, to fan it into flame, and to guard this deposit God has made. Through disappointing situations and embarrassing representations, may we not shrink back from our experience with Christ by the power of the Spirit. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.